Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and smashing that thumbs up. Become a channel member or a patron, or simply just spread me like butter. Back when I was in 11th grade, I was upstairs doing my homework inside my bedroom late one night. If my memory serves me right, it was a Thursday night leading into Friday's assignment that is due. I was well behind and trying to catch up, as I've been a procrastinator for just about everything. It wasn't just a phase. Still to this day, as I'm emailing you this story, I'm still a procrastinator. Look how long it took me just to send this to you. And how long have you been doing this? LOL. I have no memory, but it was some kind of school assignment, and it was well past midnight. I lived in a small populated area in a town called New Kingstown, Pennsylvania, but you could basically just consider it Harrisburg. Late at night, I was doing my homework assignments. My bedroom window was open, as I'm on the second floor, and it's always been a lot hotter upstairs compared to being downstairs. But there was only the master bedroom which was downstairs, which were my parents. If I was to guess, it was between the hours of 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. I was gonna pull an all-nighter if necessary to finish that paper, whatever the hell it was at the time. Outside of my window being open, the lights on in my room, I was playing some light melody music in the background. I believe it was Elton John or something from the 70s. This story goes back some time. I kept the volume low because of how late it was in the night, and I didn't want to be rude and wake anybody up. While I was doing my homework, I started hearing these weird noises outside. Now I must mention that my bedroom faces the backyard. Our backyard is fairly large. In fact, it's so big, it doesn't even have a fence. I have no idea where our property starts and where the others begin. But surrounding our house in the back portion, it's surrounded by woods. There's other homes in the area, but still cluttered by forest. The small town is very boring. Outside of auto shops and a bunch of warehouse buildings, there's nothing else out here but flat land and woods. So these noises at first were just like anything else you would hear outside. Crickets, toads, maybe a bird from time to time. But the sounds were different. They made the sounds of crunchy noises, like something heavy was walking around out back. For a while I was just ignoring it, thinking it was your average everyday raccoon or coyote. But sometime that night is when I heard the howl that changed my mind. It wasn't a howl of coyotes running around trying to find some scrap to eat for the night. It wasn't the sound of a big bad wolf. I've heard them before too. Not where I live, but, you know, from movies. This howl sounded very guttural and deep. The bass in its voice was something I can't even try to replicate. It was so loud. It was clear as day. It was somewhere off close to the house. If it wasn't, it had one hell of a set of lungs on him. That got my attention. Putting my fried bologna sandwich down on the table, I stood up from my computer desk and peered outside. Curiosity killed the cat. In my case, it could have killed me. My eyes were not adjusted to the darkness, as I was inside a fully lit bedroom doing homework. I peered around from left to right, up and down and all around to see absolutely nothing at all, at first. When I was just about to give up and sit back at my desk, I heard a snapping noise somewhere off in the distance on the right-hand side of the backyard. That's when it got my attention. Peering through the trees was this black silhouette that I could only describe as a dog, but it was hiding behind a big bark tree, and it seemed to be on its back legs. I would say it was definitely on its back hind legs. The craziest thing about it, though, was its eyes. The thing's eyes were glowing in the dark. There was no light outside, and the back porch wasn't even turned on, so there was no light around to even get those eyes to have a reflection like you do see on some cats and other animals. He only kept himself visible for a few seconds, just long enough for me to catch a glimpse, before disappearing behind the bark tree behind some brush behind it. I don't know what the hell it wants, but I feel like it wanted to get my attention. Or why would you go through all that trouble to get me to come look outside the window, peek out, let me get a glimpse of you, and then disappear? I don't know what the whole purpose of that was for. I was completely paranoid as I went back to do my homework for the rest of that night. I wrapped everything else up. I did tell my family what I had seen the following morning, but they didn't believe a word I said. They told me I was just tired and I probably just saw a coyote. But coyotes don't have red glowing eyes.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.